spend his days thinking about you and being with you. It's not real love.
The, but his wife is such a bitch, excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm dating my married boss. We've kept it on the down low so no one will find out about it. I really, really love him, and he loves me. I know it's wrong to date a married man, but his wife is so awful to him. She calls him names and tells him that he's stupid. They never have sex. He tells me that I'm the only thing keeping him going. How can I leave him when he's going through such a hard time and I love him so much? Signed, Blair.
Hey, down low. Really, we're having this conversation. I'm really going to have to explain to you why you shouldn't be dating a married man. Well, okay. Here's the lowdown on your boss. He's married and having an affair, which indicates to me so many things. First, he's okay with being dishonest. Nice. Second, he's fine with cheating on his wife. Super. Third, he has no regard for his marriage. What a gem. Fourth, and most specifically to you, he has no real regard for you, because what you're getting from him is scraps, stolen time, cloaked in shame. Just what you always dreamed of as a girl, right? And, because this is a workplace affair, who do you think will be asked to leave when the romance goes sour or becomes water cooler fodder that threatens his job and, slash, or marriage? You. And whose reputation as a serious business person will be compromised? Did you guess you? Good girl. Regardless of how much his marriage sucks or how awful his wife is to him, it obviously isn't that bad or he would get out of it. A good relationship should not be lived in secrecy. Go find yourself one worth living out loud. Regards, Greg. I know things seem a lot easier when your affair is with a man whose wife is an evil, shrieking, insulting hag. No matter what their relationship or circumstances are, you are still helping a man cheat on his wife. Let's agree that you're better than that.
The, but he's a really good person, excuse.
Dear Greg, I never thought I'd be in this situation. I know you're not supposed to date married men, but here I am. I met him at a conference out of town, but ended up seeing him for work reasons in the city I live in. We fell in love, and one thing led to another. We see each other whenever he's in town, which is often. It would be easy to think all the bad things I should think about this situation, except for the fact that he's a kind, good man. He has never done anything like this before, and he never says anything bad about his wife. We are deeply in love. I'm 36 years old, and I have never in my life felt anything this powerful before. He says the same thing, too. He talks about leaving his wife, but he has two young children, and this would be devastating to them. He is tortured by it all. I feel awful, and yet I also believe I deserve to feel this kind of love. And if it feels so huge, it must be real and meant to be. This isn't the typical dating a married guy story, Greg. This is me. And it feels completely different. Signed, Belinda.
Dear other woman. Hey, smart girl. Good for you to know you deserve to feel a powerful and profound love. I just think you should have it with someone who's actually yours. There's plenty of guys out there. Why not get one of your own? Sure, okay, sometimes people fall out of love, marry the wrong person, are overcome with passion, or make bad choices. All of which can result in an affair. Here's how you and Ring Finger Fred can handle the situation now. Stop seeing each other. Let him figure out his life. If he ends up staying with his wife, then you would have been that girl who was having the affair with the guy who was never planning on leaving his wife. If he does leave his wife, then you can start a life with him, not based in shame. Sincerely, Greg. This is no joke. And I'm not even going to try and be glib, even if I was a little in the last letter. You want love, and you want to be loved, and you think you've finally found it. But he's married. Please try not to ignore that fact. He's married to someone else. I know you're different, and it's different, but the fact is, he's still married. If there's only one red flag you are unable to ignore in your entire life, please make it this one. There's simply too much at stake for everyone.